As we celebrate the final Sunday of Advent, our readings draw our focus to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's very appropriate as we come to the end of the Advent season, because without Mary saying yes at the Annunciation, there would have been no Christmas in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And so, as we look at today's gospel, we have the Visitation. And one of the interesting things about the Visitation is the way that Elizabeth reacts to Mary. Elizabeth was the older cousin of Mary, and she would have been quite a bit older. Elizabeth was advanced in years. Mary was a teenager. And so in Jewish culture, age was respected. You know, younger family members would honor and respect older family members, and older family members would have authority over younger family members. And that was very pronounced in Jewish culture. And so this passage, the roles are reversed. Because when Mary comes, Elizabeth is the one who says that she feels unworthy and honored for Mary to be visiting her. Ordinarily, that would have never happened. It would have been the reverse. But Elizabeth says, "How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And so why were the roles reversed? What was Elizabeth seeing? Well, first of all, through a movement of grace or the Holy Spirit, Elizabeth perceives who Mary is. She knows that she's the mother of the Lord. And what does that mean? Well, the Lord has two meanings. The first thing that Lord meant was a king. So the king of Israel would have been addressed as Lord. The second thing that Lord referred to was the Lord God. And so in Greek, the translation of Yahweh, the name of God, was Lord. So when Elizabeth is addressing Mary as the mother of my Lord, she's recognizing that Mary is the mother of the King and God. And the title Mother of my Lord was also a royal title. That was a title of queenship, of the Queen of Israel. And so the reason why Elizabeth reacts in this way is she recognizes who the Christ child is that's now in her midst. And she also recognizes who Mary is as the queen. And so she responds with appropriate humility. And so despite what many non-Catholics might say and keep repeating, devotion to Mary is very biblical. And so we see that here with Elizabeth. You know, she's showing honor and reverence to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And not only do we see that, but Luke explicitly tells us that Elizabeth was inspired by the Holy Spirit when she said those things. And so devotion to Mary is not only biblical, but it's also an authentic movement of the Holy Spirit within us. And so if we are following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, that will lead us to a devotion to Mary. Elizabeth welcomed Mary into her home. And so I encourage each one of us as we reflect upon today's gospel to do the same, to invite the mother of our Lord to come to us as Elizabeth did. And we're not worthy of that. You know, we're not worthy of the mother of our Lord and the queen of heaven and earth coming to dwell with us. But that's an invitation that Mary is not going to refuse. If we invite her to come in, just as she went with haste to visit Elizabeth in her need, she's going to come with haste to us if we invite her in. And so what are the effects of that? What's going to happen if we invite Mary into our souls, into our spiritual lives, and into our families? Well, if we look at Elizabeth, we can learn several things. You know, Mary didn't just care for Elizabeth physically. Certainly, being advanced in years, Elizabeth would have needed assistance with her pregnancy. But Mary did a lot more than that for Elizabeth. The first thing that she did was she helped to teach and form Elizabeth in prayer. Immediately after today's gospel, if you continue to read through Luke, we have the Magnificat, which is a prayer that Mary prays with Elizabeth. And it's a beautiful prayer that reveals to us what's going on within Mary. And it's a prayer that glorifies God for all the incredible blessings that are at work in Mary and with the coming of the Messiah. You know, if we think about Mary, she just became the mother of God. But there's no element of pride within her. You know, her prayer glorifying God reveals to us that she's like a mirror, and all the blessings that she received, being the most exalted person amongst the entire human race, she reflected all of that like a perfect mirror, giving adoration and glory to God. And so she teaches us humility in prayer and the importance of giving glory and adoration to God. So I encourage us to pray the Magnificat and to learn from Mary how to pray and how to pray well. The second thing that Mary did for Elizabeth when Elizabeth invited her in is it gave them an opportunity to share what was going on between each other. You know, not many people knew what was going on with Mary and Elizabeth, and there probably wasn't anyone who knew the full picture, but they did. And they were able to share with each other what was going on, and it strengthened their joy that they experienced when nobody else really knew what was going on. They could share with each other, and that was very encouraging and enlivening for Elizabeth. If we invite Mary into our spiritual life, she has an intimacy with us. She knows what's going on within us, and we can share things with her, and she can understand us in a way that other people may not be able to. And that can enliven us and encourage us and strengthen us the way it did for Elizabeth. The third thing that can happen when we invite Mary in, Mary is a powerful example of faith. You know, Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The angel Gabriel revealed a very incredible message to her, that she would be a virgin and that she would conceive the Messiah. And unlike so many other people that doubted, Eve doubted her faith in God, and that's why she sinned. Zechariah didn't believe the message of Gabriel, but Mary did. She believed and she trusted that everything that the angel Gabriel said to her would be fulfilled. Imagine how different we would be and how different our families would be if we responded like Mary did to all the trials and different situations we face in life. If every time we faced suffering, or every time someone insulted us or hurt us, if we responded with complete acceptance to God's will, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." Imagine how different we would be, and how different our families would be, and how different our parish and our world would be if everybody followed that example of Mary's faith. The fourth thing that we can learn from Mary is how to love the way that she loved. You know, Mary responded in haste the moment that she knew that Elizabeth was in need. It teaches us how to respond with haste to those around us who are in need. And first and foremost, Our Lady teaches us how to love Jesus Christ. One of my favorite lines from the Mastering Advent is in the preface dialogue, and it says that the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. When we invite Mary in, she teaches us how to love that way. And so I encourage each one of us on this fourth Sunday of Advent to invite Mary into our spiritual lives, maybe for the first time, or maybe more deeply than we've ever invited her in before. And allow Mary to teach us how to pray, to share our joys and our trials. Allow her to deepen our faith in the face of the different situations we encounter on a day-to-day basis. And most importantly, to teach us how to love, how to long for Jesus Christ with love beyond all telling.